And if you don't like my politics, don't buy my book. Problem solved.
If you don't like it, don't watch it. Peace!
You know, there's always going to be people when you make something that's somewhat controversial that are just flat out not going to like what you're doing.
Right.
And we didn't make the movie for them.
Nerderotic.com.
Remember the Marvels trailer? The final Marvels trailer? It's prominent in Mahler's latest brilliant video. And once you watch this trailer, you're going, oh, this is going to be a fucking disaster because, well, let's just watch the trailer. I don't even need to provide any comment. You guys are smart. Smarter than me.
Heroes. It's an old-fashioned notion. But the world can still use them.
Ready.
Whatever it takes. Whatever it takes.
We destroyed Thanos.
Avengers theme.
Over.
They're talking
My
about Thanos.
Inevitable. There will always
Showing
be
Tony
more
Stark.
To finish it.
This is just the beginning.
She tore a hole in
Female the Accuser.
There's a different reality leading into ours.
What are you prepared to do?
I'm invincible. Your powers only make me stronger.
So you can't be matched. You can't be controlled.
She's got a grill.
I'm asking for one last fight.
Monica!
On.
You cannot protect your people.
You can stand.
I'm just remembering how fucking stupid this movie was.
They're here.
Oh no.
The Marvels, rated PG-13.
And they're doing Avengers.
Martha, you gotta fly.
No.
Black Girl Magic.
And they put it in the trailer. I forgot they put it in the trailer. Black Girl Magic. So half of that, like, as reworked dialogue from the Avengers and Nick Fury, and then using the Avengers theme for the Marvels, which technically has its own theme, guys, to literally try to fool people into the theater by making it look like, oh, this is connected to the Avengers. This is going to be the next step. You know, kind of like the first one. Remember, the first one was really connected to the Avengers because we put a post-credit scene. Well, the Disney marketing department followed that lead.
Hey, kid. The old protect the young. And then the young protect the old. This is the way.
Except for you guys, because he's older
Anakin
than you.
Skywalker, meet Obi-Wan Kenobi.
You're the closest thing I have to a father.
Whatever I do it to protect you.
I need help.
You need a teacher.
Ugh. She didn't help you.
What you have learned. Repair what they grow beyond.
He's no longer a foundling. I will adopt him.
Fuck off using John Williams music over this garbage.
The Din Djarin is accepting this foundling as his son.
Strap in.
I keep forgetting the armorer or whatever the fuck her name is.
Before going into harm's way, check your armor.
I like this kid.
Oh. So instead of like making a retrospective video, they tried to make it look like a retrospective video for May the 4th, and then they just made it a trailer to what will be the lowest grossing Star Wars ever made. This is going to come in under Solo. And when you see stuff like this, you just go, God, it must be bad. It must be really bad. And they're doing a marketing push for this, you know, what, a month out. And you're going to see Mandalorian and Grogu stuff everywhere. I was a weird kid. Okay. I'm just going to come out. Like, I was a fucking nerd. So one thing I was really into was logos and branding. Really into it. I would design my own logos. And like, I'm not saying it's normal, but I was into it. Okay. And I've been able to use it, you know, in my professional life. And it's worked out okay. So let's talk about the branding of this logo for a minute. For one, it's off center. It's off center. It looks like it could be the Star Wars Mandalorian and Grogu, or Star Wars the Mandalorian and Grogu. If you wanted to put a the off to the side, you put it above the M, okay? Slightly above, laying over the M. This wavy shit is stuff people used when you first got like Photoshop. The and should be in the center. It shouldn't be wavy. There should be a Star Wars, I mean, the line around it. Listen, the name is terrible. It's a terrible fucking name. The Star Wars Mandalorian and Grogu. That's what it fucking looks like. So you have this. The font is terrible. It doesn't pop at all. The color's muted. And it's too long. So it's going to fill up any merchandise you want to put on. Like, if you want to put it on a Burger King, you're going to have to fucking turn half the cup to see the, like, you're reading a book to read a fucking title. Plus, Disney is so risk averse. They're such pussies that they can't name anything anymore. It's Andor, Ahsoka, Mandalorian and Grogu, Obi-Wan Kenobi. You know, it's everybody's fucking name. You know what happened to Splinter of the Mind's Eye? That's some cool shit. So Star Wars is partially inspired by Saturday morning serials. So you just stick. That's why he did The Phantom Menace, Attack of the Clones. These all are Empire Strikes Back. These are titles inspired by the Saturday morning serials. Just do that. Find another one. So I pick Splinter of the Mind's Eye because I think that is one of the cool Star Wars titles ever, ever. Decent book. Great title. Alan Dean Foster. You know, I was like 10-year-old. I'm like, what's a mind's eye? Why does it have a splinter? That's fucking awesome. Let's go. Why is Darth Vader like the cover? Yes. So good. So yeah, this logo sucks. It's terrible. And people were paid a lot of money. This passed the art department. This passed any kind of editing department, any kind of, you know, checks and balances. Producers, EPs had to sign off on this. And I don't think there's anything that encapsulates what's happened to Star Wars than this logo. Generic product content brand. And even the stuff that they, you know, like we were talking about it a couple days ago, you know, sure, there was lead in the paint, but, you know, we're no worse for the wear. The painted glasses for Star Wars and Empire and Jedi were fucking awesome. You know, the Batman Forever McDonald's cups, still have them. Those are great. Now it's just like, oh, we're just planting our logo on a paper or plastic cup. There's nothing inspiring about it. There's nothing collectible about it. Honestly, that's what's happened to toys, too. Toys are worse than ever, except for McFarlane, who's actually trying. The Burger King glasses. Sorry, I say McDonald's. Burger King glasses. I still have them. I still have my original ones. Those are one of the few things I've, like, held on to since back in the... I don't know. Maybe I just never thought to sell them for drugs when I was a teenager. But yeah, I still have them. The same ones. Of all things to make it. Glasses. But yeah, it's consumer content product, you know. And for one, I absolutely hate the term consumer. But that's how they see you. And quite frankly, with some of the Disney Star Wars fans, that's how they act. But you're a customer. You're a human. You're an individual. I understand why they felt like they didn't need to try after the success of The Force Awakens. But they have to really try now. And it's what I said in my Marvel video. And I said it in my last one, and I'll probably say it in a future one. There might have been a time where Disney Lucasfilm, early days, mind you, early days, where they could have made Star Wars, right? Like, they almost got there with Rogue One. Rogue One's like, Yeah, almost got there. You know, still annoying female like protagonist, and not like I had a problem with it with her being female. It's just there was nothing to her, like zero. And then of course Andor, which they made a series of, and he was the least interesting thing in his own series. And you know, Juan Solo, he mumbles throughout half the movie. He's got no fucking charisma, and he's a tiny, tiny little man. And you can tell he's just a tiny, skinny little man. But yeah, in early days, they could have made Star Wars. They can't make Star Wars. They can get all the right people in the world. They've had real directors pitch them stuff that they said no to, and they keep going back to Favreau. So here we are on, a year before the 50th anniversary, and the first film in almost 7 years is tracking pretty fucking low. Pretty low. 80 million domestic. And if it hits that, that's low. That's lower than Captain African American. I think it may come in below that. Domestic. And it doesn't really hit internationally. They don't like it in China. It's not going to be good. Once you start hearing, it's for kids, it's like, oh, you mean you fucking dumbed it down. You dumbed it the fuck down. How embarrassing. Is Kathleen Kennedy officially gone yet? So, I mean, she's going to be around as a producer. She was around for that completely impromptu, totally accidental meeting with all the approved Disney YouTubers. Mr. Grizzy did a video on it with Eric Voss and Star Wars Explained. You know, Star Wars Explained, where that bent tried to get me deplatformed. You guys might not remember that. So Rewriting Ripley came around 3 or 4 years ago, did this big article that we, by the way, with the backing of Lucasfilm, wrote this article. Like, people who used to work for Lucasfilm, people who've never really written shit before, decided to launch. They wrote a couple things, but they decided their big launch was to go after us, and center it around radicalizing Ryan, which is laughable. Then a couple years later, after The Acolyte got canceled, they really ramped it up. Mary Sue just mentioned and wrote an article about, like, we need to be deplatformed, period, off Twitter. We after The Acolyte was canceled, that was it. Bridge too far. These channels need to go. Like we had anything to do with it being canceled. Again, I'd love to take credit, but it was canceled because not enough people watched it. Hate to break that to you. But yeah, this is real. So Mr. Star Wars Explained, and what I mean by Mr., I actually mean the woman, helped retweet that and push that. And I can't recall, other than throwing up that, well, they made them, it's a meme, but it's a picture they took of themselves, of the dude playing Slave Leia. It's the only thing we've ever shown or ever talked about him on my channel before. So, I mean, fuck her. I mean, I wouldn't. No, fuck her and their channel for that. I have no sympathy. Usually I stay out of that shit. But yeah, we remember they were invited to Mandalorian and Grogu, and Kathleen Kennedy was there. They had a Mandalorian with a baby Grogu on the back. Oh, do I still have that bookmarked? I do. And it was just all like, oh, Kathleen Kennedy just happens to be here to meet all the approved Star Wars channel. And again, sorry for repeating, but that's part of what we do on streaming. Eric Voss started a fucking podcast about how much of a, about like explaining that he's not a shill. It's like, just go with it. But let's go to the very based Joe Dante here. Joe Dante, great director, arguably directed the second best episode in the Twilight Zone movie. All right. I love the Twilight Zone movie. Yeah, some bad things happened, but I love the Twilight Zone movie. Nightmare at 30,000 Feet, directed by George Miller. Okay. Mad Max. Great soundtrack, too. Jerry Goldsmith. This is from the Hollywood Horror Museum. This is Joe Dante on Baby Yoda.
There's Yoda and then there's baby Yoda. This is definitely a Gizmo ripoff. I mean, come on, let's face it. As is the character in the Ochi movie.
Yes.
A total Gizmo ripoff. You know, they don't even hide it. Like, come on, it's Gizmo works. We'll do it again.
Absolutely. And like, listen, people were saying that from the get-go. Okay, so it's just great hearing him say it. And this is a Spielberg protege. Okay, I mean contemporary protege, we'll say. Somebody who was around that Spielberg used to work with. Spielberg produced Gremlins. So in the vein of Chris Columbus, Robert Zemeckis, Joe Johnstone. Yeah, he's Lucas too. But there is a lot of Spielberg protégés, contemporaries out there. You should listen to Joe Dante. I guess they're doing a Gremlins 3. I hope the fuck. I love Gremlins 2, okay? I love Gremlins 2. So not only is it a derivative Yoda, it's a ripoff of Gizmo. There's no originality. Robert Meyer Burnett said, and he was correct, that Star Wars isn't about anything. It's just about itself. And there's a faction that wants to get away from the Skywalkers. There's a faction, I think they're correct one, that says, no, this is a Skywalker story. Sorry. And at this point, you are making a new IP with just a vaguely recognizable skin suit. It needs to go on ice. All these things need to go on ice. It's not going to go on ice. Tell me if you haven't heard this one before, guys. Disney to remove Star Wars sequel trilogy from timeline to resume focus on original characters. No. And now, maybe people are led to believe this by bringing Han, Luke, and Leia and Darth Vader to Galaxy's Edge. But no. 100% no. They just showed a fucking trailer and it was Disney sequel trilogy characters were prominent in it. The iconography of Disney, the Disney trilogy is still all over Galaxy's Edge. It's still all over their products. It's still all over their comics and all of their merchandising. It's still there. Now, if you want to tell me that they're going to focus on original characters and merchandising a little bit more, okay, yeah, they probably are. Let's not forget that Josh DiAmaro, the new CEO, different guy. But he's also the guy who was behind the Galactic Star Cruiser. That's right. But there will be no erasure or splintering off or fracturing of the Disney trilogy. Even though Bob Iger's gone, Kathleen Kennedy's gone, most of the people who created that are still in the Lucasfilm building, including Pablo Hidalgo and Dave Filoni. Now, if Dave Filoni rewrites the entire history of Star Wars to make Ahsoka the most prominent character, that I would believe. But no, it's just as untrue now as it was before. People were trying to feed you this shit for years, knowing it wasn't true. So, yeah, I don't think they're going to be erasing the Disney trilogy. And okay, let's just say they did. Would it help anything? Would it truly help anything? Because you'd have to recast Han, Luke, and Leia, and Disney would still be making it, and they would still be Disney. And how much of the normie audience would even understand, know, or care? It would get some people back, but it would never get the amount of people back that they wanted, that they could have had if they hadn't have done it in the first place, if that makes any sense. The painful reality for Star Wars, Star Trek, and Doctor Who, and it's heading that way for Marvel. And so DCU, I think, is done. I think it's done. I don't think there'll be a cinematic universe after James Gunn. I think Warner Brothers might actually do the smart thing, maybe not, and just make one-off movies. Probably make a lot of Batman movies. They'll probably make an absolute Batman movie. Not that that excites me at all. But with Marvel, they're heading this way too. You have two choices, retcon or reboot. And it's most likely going to end up a reboot. This is 4chan rumor shit, but Doctor Who possibly getting picked up by AMC and they reboot it, completely reboot it. I would rather them retcon it, but they refuse to do it. I don't think it'll work to reboot it, but that's the rumor. I don't know if it's true. And who do they reboot it with? It won't be with RTD. Star Trek is the one you wouldn't. You could easily put the Kurtzman Trek stuff in the Kelvin timeline, but they won't, so they'll probably reboot it. I mean, remember, this is Hollywood. They'll do the laziest fucking thing. And Star Wars will be remade. Remade, essentially rebooted. It is all a circle jerk. Disney Star Wars Day fan streamed franchise for 33 billion minutes in 2025. The original franchise, by the way, not the Disney trilogy. That's great. Going over these list of failures for Kathleen Kennedy. We've gone over them so much. Worst executive in Hollywood history. Worst female executive in Hollywood history. Long-term brand damage and fatigue, chronic director-writer turnover and creative interference, mishandling of legacy characters, dozens of high-profile canceled or abandoned projects, The Acolyte, the Disney trilogy, Solo, no cohesive vision. We could go on and on, but you know what? The Chuds were right. So pat yourself on the back, Chuds. You bigots and Chuds, you were fucking right. You were right from day one. And it took them almost 10 years to... fan abuse. Oh, 100%. Cannot forget. Numero uno. That is numero uno right there. It's one thing to make something that sucks. It's another thing to blame the fans for the things you made that sucked. So that is their number one crime. Number one crime. And they're still doing it. They will do it for the next movie. The next movie fails, it will be blamed on you. And it will be blamed on you through the shill Star Wars channels, like Star Wars Explained, that review movies like or shows like this. I thought it was really great and neat that they did things and the plot moved forward and actors acted and things happened on the screen, and I thought it was really great.
Remember the mantra.
Loyalty to Disney. Loyalty to the brand. Loyalty is salvation. Loyalty is life.
Nerdronic.com. Please subscribe.